Blog Talk Radio.
Children, hearken unto me.
You know how you need to listen unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loveth many days, that he may see God and the lips from speaking God? Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. That means to look for peace. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivers them out of all their trouble. Is near unto them that are of a broken heart. Well, here I am, Father, and save such as them of a contrite spirit. Well, that's a remorse. Contrite means remorseful or shameful spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. All right, you people who hate us or bothering me every time I turn around with something. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. So, in a little while, maybe I won't do that. May our Father give all listeners, as well as those who may have turned away, understanding of what I have read. I have read in your hearing Psalms 34. And that is telling you to trust in his holy name. Trust in the Lord, and he will continually be in your mouth. Bless him and thank him that he will be continually in his mouth. I have read to you again Psalms 30, all of it. I read it, and I asked that our Father in heaven open ears and eyes and understanding of everyone that was listening to what has been read. Now, let us have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for choosing me out of all the people in the world. You chose me. I hear you sometimes. I have not heard you speak to me in a long time, but I'm glad I did hear you. And whatever I was doing wrong, I stopped it. And when I was going out, I stopped it because I heard you. And I was so afraid to speak to the people, but giving me the courage enough to come on the radio, Blog Talk Radio, although my face is not seen, and talk to those who will listen. And when I come on the radio, I plan to bring our Father's word. Father, thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, as well as chemical disasters. Father, thank you for blessing your sheep to listen to what I have to say. Thank you for saying mine and our good health and prosperity in your pure name. I pray this prayer, better known as Jesus. Amen. Now, see, you have heard for a long time people saying what in Hosea 4 and 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge, and I will reject you. Thou hast forgotten the law of the Lord thy God, and I will also forget thy children. So I read the law of our Father to you sometime in another place in 2 Timothy 2 and 15. It says, study to show yourself approved, that he should not be ashamed, and write to more ungodliness. It appears to me that when you give up the Holy Ghost, you will be tested. So I have decided to write down some of the things that I want you to remember before I get into today's reading. Now, we have, I started out reading from the book of Genesis this year. I did not write the date down. I wish I had, but I want us to remember what I have done. In the book of Genesis, we have learned that the Bible, for instance, is important. Genesis 1 and 27, it says, male and female, he created he them. I want you to remember, see, also, I forgot to tell you who I am. I'll tell you this. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I want you to remember, I have read to you Exodus. Our Father gave the Hebrews, and the Hebrews were black people, and he gave them the law, his holy law. The word of the, they were given the law first, but they were not. It was us, black folks. That's why I tell you to read your Bibles, and you will start understanding that our Father in heaven gave us the words that he wants recorded in the Bible. Even though King James had this book published, he says he's from thinking that he is just a light-skinned person passing for whiteness. But he is one of us. And he did a wonderful thing by leaving us the King James Version, or his version of the Bible. Because without that, we would not know what we know now. Even though, at least I would not know, because our Father sometimes, I don't know who it is that speaks to me. I think it's our Father Yahweh, but I don't know. And I'm trying to follow what he told me to do. And he told me to feed his sheep. And not only to feed his sheep, but he told me to minister unto the people. Fear not, I will be with you. I was so scared. I was shaking like wood. I was shaking like a leaf on a tree in the wintertime. And you know, they get blown off most times. I want you to remember that male and female, that's in Genesis 1 and 27, our Father created them. Then in the 7th of Genesis, our Father formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. That's you, people who are listening. I'm trying to teach you because I firmly, now that I've been reading the Bible, my Father has opened my ears and understanding a bit more, where he tells you to Hosea 4 and 6 and the knowledge But this is knowledge that I'm trying to teach you all. I want you to remember, I have read this story, all of Genesis to you, and these are just some of the things that I can remember. I want you to remember in Genesis 2 and 8, the Lord planted a garden eastward in Eden. And out of the ground, he made a man to grow every tree that is pleasant. When he formed a man to grow, he formed a man out of the dust of the ground and made to grow every tree that is pleasant to sight and good for food. I want you to remember that, because I think that once we give up the ghost, we will be tested. And it depends on, you just can't walk into heaven. And I pray that I will remember that some of these things that I have taught you, and that other tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not, you will surely die. Now, there are four rivers that our Father talks about. In verse, I guess it's Genesis chapter 4, but there are four rivers: the Pison, the Gishon, Hiddekel, and Euphrates. The Gishon is in the whole land of Ethiopia. This land, all those four rivers that our Father talks about, none are in those countries where white people are. And I think that they may be the enemy, because they do so many hateful things to us, black folks. Okay, right now they're killing up our young black men and not going to jail. There's one that went this week in Chicago. One police officer, he just shot that black man. He was just shooting him for no reason at all. Verse 17, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you should not eat of it. The consequences of eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil is death. You will surely die. And then in verse 21 of chapter 2, God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he took from Adam's rib and closed his flesh back up. He made woman, and he brought her unto the man and Adam. And Adam called her Eve, because she was bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Our Father did not bring a man to Adam. He brought a woman. He specifically made a woman. So I used to read in the Bible that a lot of things that the United States has passed are going against what is written in the Bible. And some of those who are like on the Supreme Court or whatever, the court of law, they make laws and say that we can do them. And then when you, like for instance, they say that you can have abortion, and our Father said that you should not kill. I want you to remember that Ham is the father of the Canaanites, and he saw his father's nakedness and told his brothers. And in chapter 25, it was Noah who cussed Canaan and said that Well, years ago, I was listening to PBS. This white woman got on and said that God cussed Canaan. Canaan is a black man. Now, if she can recognize that Noah's son was black and his name was Canaan, why is it that we black folks don't recognize that Noah being born of, I'm trying to read what's on my board that just popped up. And I need to get to my lesson. I am in Exodus 28 today, even though it says that I am on Exodus 25 and 26. I have read those to you. And I do need to start reading Exodus 28. And hopefully I will get an opportunity to read it all to you so that, and as well as you all remember the things that I have mentioned to you. Excuse me. The two things I want you all to remember. Our Father in heaven gave laws to Moses. Remember Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 to 17. That's where your commandments, as well as there are other laws. As the other thing I want you to do is read all of Exodus. You'll find that the children of Israel walked over to Egypt, and after 400 years, I don't know if it was 400 years, but it was Egypt. After the first king died and Joseph died, the kings that came after, they didn't remember what Joseph had, how his father had told them to bring those children of Israel over there in Egypt. And it escapes me. I think the land of Goshen is where they were established. But in order to get away, to get their freedom, our Father had to bring 10 plagues. I hope you remember what those plagues were. I remember telling you what those plagues were. And they escaped my mind right now. A lot of things will escape my mind right now. I need you all to turn your Bibles to chapter 28 of Exodus, verse 1, and I will start reading there. And hopefully my Father in heaven will allow me to read all of it. And I will pick up next week in Exodus 29. And my computer wants to act up. It is, why? I don't know why. Exodus chapter 28, let's read verse 1. And take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother, and to and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons, and thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron and thy brother, glory and for beauty. And thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I will fill with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garment and consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. This is what our Father is saying to Moses. And remember, he wants Aaron and his sons to minister unto him in the priest's office. These are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, and an ephod. And an ephod is like an armor covered chest, a vest. That's the garment. An ephod and a robe garment also. And the girl that they shall make a holy garment for Aaron, thy brother, and his sons, that he may minister unto me in the office of the priest. And they shall take gold and blue and purple and scarlet and linen, and they shall make the ephod of gold. That's a sleeveless garment. I had told you something earlier that was incorrect. An ephod is a sleeveless garment worn by priests. An ephod of gold, of blue, and of purple, and a scarlet. And scarlet is red and fine twine, linen, and cunning work. Cunning, I believe, is artful or crafty work. It shall have two shoulder pieces thereof joined at the edge thereof, and so that shall be joined together. And the curious girdle of the ephod, remember, ephod is a sleeveless garment worn by the priest, which is upon it, shall be the same according to the work thereof, even of gold, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and the fine twine linen. And thou shalt take two onyx stones, O-N-Y-X stones, and engrave on them the names of the children of Israel, six of their names on one stone, and the other six names of the rest of the other stone, according to their birth. An engraver in stones, like the engravings of a signet, thou shalt engrave the two stones with the names of the children of Israel. Thou shalt make them to be a set of ounces of gold. Verse 12, and thou shalt put them, the two stones, upon the shoulders of the ephod of the stones of a memorial and children of Israel, and Aaron shall wear, and Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord upon his two shoulders for a memorial. And thou shalt make ouches of gold, and two chains of pure gold at the end, and weathering work shall thou make them, and fasten the weathering chains to the ounces. And the weathering chains are like circular decorations. And thou shalt make the breastplate for the judgment with cunning work. That means, I believe, fine or crafty artwork, after the work of the ephod. And ephod, I think it is like a sleeveless garment worn by the priest. thou shalt make for it of gold, of blue and purple, and of scarlet is red, remember, and of fine twined linen shalt thou make it. Now what they are doing are making Aaron's garments. Fourscore it shall be for doubling. A span shall be the length thereof, and a span shall be the breadth thereof of it. Verse 17, and thou shalt set in the settings of the stone, even four rows of stones. The first row shall be of sardis, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This shall be the first row. The second row shall be of emerald, and sapphire, and diamond. The third row, a nickel, and agate, and amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, and an oxen, and jasper. They shall be set in gold in their enclosing. It sounds like here that one of Aaron should wear a sleeveless garment, and it's supposed to be set in four rows, and he tells you what the rows are to be, and they are to be in precious stones surrounded by, enclosed by gold. Verse 21, the stone shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a summit, a signet, everyone with his name shall they be according to the 12 tribes. And thou shalt make upon thy breastplate chains at the end of a brethren work of pure gold. And thou shalt make upon the breastplate two rings of gold, and shall put two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And thou shalt put the two weathering chains of gold let me start at verse 23 to read that to you in your hearing again. And thou shalt make upon the breastplate two rings of gold, and thou shalt put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And thou shalt put the two weathering chains of gold in the two rings which are on the ends of the breastplate. I want you to read this for yourself, sheep, so that you can probably get a better understanding, because you may not be getting a real good understanding from me. And from my understanding, when we give up the ghost, our Father in heaven is going to test us. And I hope that you all pass the test, as well as myself and my children and grandchildren pass the test. And they, and the other two ends of the two weathering chains, thou shalt fasten in 2 ounces and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod, or it's called ephod, before it. And remember, it's either ephod or ephod. So thou shalt make two rings of gold, and thou shalt put them upon the two ends of the breastplate in the border thereof, which is in the side of the ephod inward. And I said, you can call it, I call it ephod, but some people might call it iPod. Verse 27, and two other rings of gold thou shalt make, and shalt put two sides of the ephod underneath towards the fore part thereof, over against the other coupling thereof, above the curious girdle of the ephod, and they shall be bind the breastplate by the rings of the ephod, and a lace of blue that may be above the curious girdle of the ephod, and that the breastplate may not loosen from the ephod. And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of the judgment thereon upon his heart, the holy place, for a memorial before the Lord continually. And thou shalt put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be upon Aaron's heart. And when he goes in before the Lord, Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord continually. And they shall make them, that's the sleeveless garment, shall be blue. And there shall be an hole in the top of it, in the midst thereof. It shall have binding of woven work round about the whole of it, as it were the whole of an hebergon, that it be not rent. And of course, you know, rent means torn. And beneath upon the hem of it shall be pomegranate of blue and of purple and of scarlet, and round about the hem thereof, and bells of gold between them round about, a golden bell and a pomegranate, and golden bell from the pomegranate upon the hem of the robe of that. And it shall be upon Aaron to minister, and his sound shall be heard when he goeth in unto the holy place before the Lord. And when he cometh out, he shall die not. And thou shalt make a plate of pure gold, and graven upon it, like it the engraving of a sonnet, holiness to the Lord. And thou shalt put a blue lace, that it may be upon the mitre, upon the forefront of the mitre it shall be. Excuse me. I had to. It's a mitre. It's spelled M-I-T-R-E. I guess that's mitre. And I think that it might be a bishop or some type of something that is, I think it might be a bishop. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead. Aaron may bear the iniquity. Iniquity is the wickedness or immorality of the holy things which the children of Israel shall hallow in all their holy gifts, and it shall be always upon the forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. And thou shalt embroider the coat of linen, of fine linen, and thou shalt make the mitre of fine linen, and thou shalt make a girdle of needlework. And for Aaron's son, thou shalt make coats, and thou shalt make them for girdles, and bonnets shalt thou make for them for the glory of the beauty of the Lord. I have 90 seconds left, and I have maybe 4 verses to read. I need to read them. And thou shalt put them upon Aaron's, thy brother, and his sons with him, and thou shalt anoint them and consecrate them and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. I'm going to stop here. We will pick up at verse 42 next week. Well, next time, this Friday. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Father, thank you for as much as you allowed me to read. And hopefully your sheep and whoever is listening shall remember what has been said today, because their very life depends on what is in this Bible. That and they must remember that you had given the Hebrews, the black people, your holy Bible first. You have given the words to them. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next week. Remember, our Father loves you, and I love you too. Pick up my books from Amazon, the Unseen Me a Rich Woman. And I soon have another book for you all, too. Dear Father in heaven, bless you all with good health and prosperity.
That's what we want.
salvation. We were to be saved from sin and the consequences of those sins. We want salvation. We want deliverance from sin and its consequences. We want to go to heaven where God is.